We continue Be'ezrat Hashem in our study of Mishnayot, Masechet Terumot. We are in Perek Gimel, Mishnah Daled. In the previous Mishnah, in Mishnah Gimel, we spoke about a case where two partners, took off Terumah on their shared produce. And so Rabbi Akiva's opinion was Terumat Shnehem Terumah. The Terumah that each one took off was valid for their own share. So this Mishnah is going to explain Rabbi Akiva. Bame devarim amurim, in what case does Rabbi Akiva say his shita, meaning that the truma that is designated by one partner only works for his share and not the other, and vice versa. So bame devarim amurim beshelo diber, that applies where the first partner who took off Truma, he didn't speak with his partner, he didn't get his permission to separate Truma for his share. That's when we say, okay, your Truma is only good for your share, but not for his. Aval hirsha et ben beto, o et avdo, o et shivchato litrom, terumato Truma. But if one gave permission to the other, let's say one partner gave permission to the other, or let's say one gave permission to ben beto, to a member of his household, or et avdo, or to his servant, or shivchato, his maidservant. He gave them permission to separate truma for his produce. Trumato, truma, the truma is totally valid, and it is effective for the portion of the other person as well. Now the Mishnah continues to speak about a case. What happens if after one gave permission to someone to take off Terumah for him, he then decided to change his mind and to take back his permission? It's called Bitel. Bitel means, if let's say he canceled the permission that he gave. So then, Im achelo taram Bitel, if he canceled his permission before the other person went ahead and separated the Terumah, en Terumato Terumah. So then if he went ahead unknowingly and took off Truma, the Truma is not valid because the owner already canceled his permission. Ve'im mi shetaram bitel Trumato Truma. But if let's say the person canceled his permission only after the other person already separated the Truma, Trumato Truma, the Truma is valid. The Mishnah continues with the case of workers. Do workers have the right to separate truma for the produce of their employer? Hapoalim en lahem reshut litrom. Workers do not have permission to separate truma for their employer's produce, because we don't assume that just because he hired them to work with his produce that he gives them permission to separate truma. We don't assume that, and therefore, unless they received explicit permission, the workers en laim reshut litrom. Chutz min hadarochot. There's one exception to this, and that's called the darochot. Now, literally, darochot means those who are hired to tread on the grapes in the wine press. That's darochot. Lidroch means to step on the grapes. So now, what are we talking about? Over here, we're talking about, as the Bar Tanura explains, let's say the owner of the grapes, of the produce of grapes, is a ama'aretz. An ama'aretz means someone who's not careful with tum'ah and tara, so he transmits tum'ah to whatever he touches. And this owner who is a ama'aretz, he hired workers who were chaverim, who are people who are careful with tum'ah. He hired them to tread on the grapes in his wine press. So in this case, it is an obvious thing. We say it's clear that he wants them to separate the Terumah for him, so that the Terumah does not become Tameh. Because Shehen Metameim Et Hagat Miyad. Because the owner who is Tameh, immediately when he touches the grapes, he's going to make it Tameh. When he touches immediately the wine press, he's going to make everything tameh. So therefore, the po'alim, these workers, should separate the truma immediately when they start treading the grapes. Because the owner is going to touch and transmit tum'a to the wine press afterwards. And then it's going to be too late to separate truma, which is taho. So that's why this is the only case where such type of workers, immediately when they begin treading upon the grapes, they should separate the truma for their employer. Mishnah He. Mishnah He is going to discuss defining a part of one's produce that a person separated as Truma. Let's see. Let's say a person says, Ha'omer, Trumat HaKeri Ze Betocho. Let's say a person says, the Truma of this pile is inside it. He didn't specify which side, but he said the Truma is inside this pile. Or let's say, Umasrotav Betocho. Or let's say a person said, the Ma'asrot of this pile is inside it. Or let's say a third case, Trumat Ma'aser Ze Betocho. Let's say the Levi who received Ma'aser Rishon, and he has to give Trumat Ma'aser from the Ma'aser Rishon, he says from this pile of produce, inside it, the Trumat Ma'aser is to be found. Rabbi Shimon Omer Kara Shem. Rabbi Shimon says, that's a binding declaration of Truma, which means, since after all, he did specify that the Truma or the Maaser should come from a specific part of the pile. He said inside, as opposed to the outer layer. So that is specific enough to make his statement a binding statement, and therefore later, he can just separate Truma from the inside of the pile, and not from the outer layer or anywhere else. He has to remove Truma from the inside. It's Karashem. Chachamim say no, that's not a valid declaration of Truma. You have to be more specific. You have to say the Truma of this pile is on its tzafon, on its northern side, or darom, on its southern side. Then he is limited to taking of Truma from that specific side of the pile that he named. Otherwise, it's not specific enough to be considered a declaration of Truma. Rabbi Lazar Chisma Omer, Rabbi Lazar Chisma says, a third opinion, Ha'omer Trumat HaKeri Mimenu Alav Kara Shem. A person who says the Truma of the pile is to be taken from it for the rest of it. Then it's Kara Shem. That's a binding declaration. Which means, according to Rabbi Lazar Chisma, it's not necessary to specify any particular part of the pile. All you have to say is the Truma of this Keri is from it, on it. And now the Mishnah concludes by referring to something that was mentioned in the beginning of the Mishnah. We said the case of Ha'omer Trumat Ma'aser Ze Betocho. If a Levi said the Trumat Ma'aser, which I have to give to the Kohen, is inside this pile, so we saw Rabbi Shimon says that's a valid declaration according to Chachamim, only if he said more specifically in the north or in the south, right? But the common denominator between Rabbi Shimon and Chachamim was that that pile was even a regular pile of tevil, of ordinary produce, not specifically Maaser Rishon, which means according to them, the Levi can remove Trumat Maaser from a pile that's not Maaser Rishon. It doesn't have to specifically come from Maaser Rishon produce. However, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov argues. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov omer, Ha'omer isur ma'aser ze, asui trumat ma'aser alav. If a person says, a tenth of this ma'aser, meaning a tenth of this ma'aser rishon, he's looking at a pile of specifically ma'aser rishon produce, and he says, a tenth of it is hereby made trumat ma'aser, then it's karashem, then it's a binding declaration. Which means, according to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Trumat Maaser can only be designated from Maaser Rishon, not from ordinary Tevel, unlike the Chachamim before. Baruch Adonai Leolam, Amen ve'amen.